Here on Merseyside, the Liverpool Senior Cup is taking centre stage. We've already had one game in the first round. That took place last week when Lower Breck beat Skelmersdale 2-0. And tonight, the holders of the competition, the defending champions, enter at the first round stage, having won their preliminary round against St Helens, when they are away to Bootle. It is, of course, Prescott Cables. And I'm delighted to be joined by their manager, Brian Richardson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you on as ever. Now, Prescott had never won the Liverpool Senior Cup until 2017. Now won it twice in a row. It'd be nice to go for the hat-trick.
No pressure there, then, is there? Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to win any pot, isn't it? I mean, I think when you win a trophy, it builds that bit of confidence in your club, and it keeps you away from the sack as well, doesn't it? Let's face it.
There's no need to talk about the sack at the moment, given how the season's going. Definitely, with you,
yeah,
sitting.
I'm just delighted we got mentioned in the same breath early on as City, United, and Real Madrid. I thought we're really moving up back in order now, aren't we? You know.
Well, it's Bootle tonight, isn't it? And it's a nice local derby. You get loads of local derbies in the Liverpool Senior Cup. Of course, we've got Southport against Marine and Widnes against the City of Liverpool still to come. But a test against Bootle, which will be a tough one tonight, because they're a team who've been picking up plenty your wins.
Yeah, they're very much improved, aren't they? And they beat us in the pre-season friendly as well. And, you know, it'll be a tough game. I mean, like the teams you mentioned before, all good sides, Southport Marine, you know, City Liverpool, Widnes, you know, on the day, they're all very, very good sides, you know. So, you know, it's not an easy competition because obviously, you know, it's got local pride at stake. And obviously, the main thing is that teams want to win it, don't they? And, you know, you want to win the cup, don't you? And like I said, it's not an easy one because you've got good sides in it, like Marine and Southport, obviously, like bring the standard of the competition up, don't they?
Yeah, well, it is a good stand, and it's great to see teams across the region taking it so importantly, because it is, as you've mentioned, it's a great chance to lift some silverware.
Yep, definitely. And, you know, I think I said before, I think I was sort of, for us, winning it 2 years ago gave us a massive lift and gave us confidence going into the pre-season and into last season's league campaign as well, you know, because you definitely grow a little bit when you've won the top, don't you? You know,
you certainly do. It's Radio City Talk at Brian Richardson, the Prescott manager, joining me ahead of this game against Bootle tonight. It's at the TDP Solicitors Stadium at Bootle. Only a fiver to get in for an adult or £2 for a kid. So if you want to go and watch a good Merseyside derby and some local football tonight, then this could be the one for you. In terms of yourselves, Brian, you're obviously in decent form. You're sitting in fifth place in the Evo Stick League Division 1 West. And your cup form has been decent as well. So you must be reasonably pleased with how things are going.
Yeah, we've got ourselves a decent squad over the last couple of seasons that we've been in there, and I think sometimes for us it's quite difficult to know what our best team is, you know, because we have tried to get lads of a similar standard, and they're calling me Tinker Man a little bit at the moment because we do change the team quite regularly, but we've managed to do that and keep results as well. So it's always difficult hanging on to players when you get the same bench week in and week out, you know, and we've had to move the team around some weeks and to make sure that players get game time, and the fact that, you know, lads want to play football, don't they? At the end of the day, they don't want to sit on benches. I never did, and you know, I'm sure you never did if you played as well. You want to be in the same first 11, you know, and a lot of sides do have difficulty balancing that act, you know what I mean?
Well, one of the people who's been excelling for you in recent weeks is Chris Armand. Just having a little look through your fixtures and your results. A hat-trick against Clitheroe, then a goal against Kidsgrove not too long ago, and goals throughout the season, actually. Plenty of penalties. He's someone who's scored a few important goals for you.
Yeah, Chris is known Chris. Believe it or not, I used to teach Chris when I was at school, and I've obviously known about Chris since he was about 11 years of age, and he was a little tiny right-back stroke sweeper when I first met him, and he's obviously changed quite a bit since then. He's no longer a defender, but I still tell the lads he's the best defender in the club if we put him in a shirt there, you know. But Chris has been fantastic for us. I think at the starts, I think he's played 70 in the time I've been there, and I think he scored 46 goals, so he is an unbelievably talented guy, you know, and he's, you know, despite the fact that he's over 30 now, he's still kept his pace as well, you know.
What's that dynamic like with someone you used to teach and now being their manager?
Well, he can swear at me now. He didn't used to be able to do then, did he? You know, he can now. I mean, to be honest, when he came to Skem and we were there, he was 22, you know. And, I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. But to me, he's just one of the lads, you know. He's no different just because I taught him. He's just one of the boys. And so, you know, he's probably getting a bit more money now than... he used to do when he was at school, you know. Surely getting more money than me, that's for sure.
Hopefully he'll be on the score sheet again tonight. And then it's another important game at the weekend as well. Widnes away, one being played at Barnton's ground, I think I'm right in saying. These local games just keep coming.
Yeah, Widnes is another local derby for us, isn't it? So, we've got a week where we're going to have to battle to get results in both games, and we can't take either side. You know, we've got to take them more serious, you know. Widnes do seem to have the capability of doing well against the better sides. And then sometimes, you know, a great win for on Saturday at Adam Colesley were top. And I think fortnight before, Trafford away, another top side and got a draw. And yet at home, they don't look as though they've done as well, you know. I think they got beat at home easily last week, 3-4-0. So, yeah, I think Trafford are up and Widnes are up and down. But I think the thing with Widnes is that they do seem to raise the game when they play the sides in the higher level. You know, so that makes them a dangerous team for us on Saturday.
Mm, and those results against those teams around you certainly have helped you so far. You're only 5 points off Atherton, who sit top of the division at the moment. You've got a game in hand on them as well, so it's pretty tight up there.
It is, and I thought it would be this year, you know. I mean, I think some teams have surprised us. I think Runcorn has done amazingly well. I expected Trafford and Coles to be up there anyway. Radcliffe have definitely improved, no doubt about it. Colne are always in there. You know, the sides who were in and around the playoffs last year are still up there and doing really, really well. Then you've got Kidsgrove, obviously, and Leek, who are like new teams to the league. So it's the type of league at the moment, if you win two on a bounce, you can like shoot up, and if you lose two, you can shoot down, you know, three or four places. And teams are taking points off each other all the time, whereas last year they were definitely, you know, Scarborough were up there and winning regulars, as were South Shields. So it's going to be a topsy-turvy league, I think, right until the end of the season. Yeah, certainly the way things are going at the moment.
Just 8 points, I think I'm right in saying, separating first and eighth or ninth in the table as well. So that shows how tight it is. Brian, best of luck tonight. It's going to be a really good game against Bootle, and fingers crossed you can carry on in your defence of the Liverpool Senior Cup. And we'll catch up with you again very soon as well, I'm sure.
All right, thanks very much.